the Rush Hour Catch-Up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
He joins us every couple of weeks.
What?
The editor of the Good Food Guide of the West Australian.
It gets more bizarre.
Mr. Rob Broadfield.
This is for whom the bell tolls.
It's a dinner bell.
It sounds a little...
Oh, it's the dinner bell. It sounded more like a Steinbeck novel or something, didn't it?
Yeah, I was going straight to a Catholic mass. I was thinking, what's going on there?
Well, you don't get a good feed there.
Admittedly, it's a triangle, but...
Yeah, it is too.
Yeah, very good. Great intro, by the way.
I used to play that in the band.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're slowly creeping closer to the band. We're getting through all the different instruments. We've had a cymbal. We've got the triangle.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to find a drum at some point, I think.
I can play recorder.
Can you?
If you need me. Unreal. My hand is up.
Lovely. All right. We've got that one locked away. Mates, the change of seasons.
Yes.
Comes with it the change of menus.
Yes.
It does. So a lot of the restaurants now, and it all... Of course, it doesn't happen on the first day of spring, because all the new fruit and veg and the changing of what happens out of the paddock really is the main thing. So we'll see that happen over the next few weeks and months as spring turns into summer and so on. But this is when we start getting lighter food again. You know, the root vegetables are going away.
Shanks for the memories.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
They sort of put those away and get out more the leaner cuts.
Lighter food and also the fruit and vegetables that you get in the markets and in the restaurants, more to the point, reflect that. So, you know, broad beans are back. Who doesn't like broad beans?
Oh, I love broad beans. My old man grows them in the backyard and they're just,
I know. And the best tomatoes come in now, and, of course, there's spring lamb as well. Doesn't much change in the oceans. There's not a lot of difference there in terms of fish and seafood, but certainly in the lambs and so on, fantastic. And if you want to go to a great place in spring, I happened to be down at Little Creatures yesterday.
Yeah.
And I tell you what.
In Frio.
In Frio, right on the harbour there.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect spring day. Blue skies, you know, that sort of chromium sun that reflects off everything, and that weak sun you get, you know.
Good word, chromium, nice.
It's that kind of day, you know, it was a little bit clearer.
Under a mackerel sky.
Under a mackerel sky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's that? The chef that wrote that book? I love it.
Oh, good question.
The English guy.
Anyway, we're all getting a bit Steinbeck today, aren't we? Anyway, so I actually said to the person, I was like, this is like the absolute spring restaurant.
Yeah.
Because it was outside, we were on tables in the sun, and the menu down there, by the way, is fantastic. Other great spring places, of course, any pub with a beer garden and good food.
Well, of course.
And I love the Cottesloe Hotel because they've got that bit out the back. What's it called? The Beach Club?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic in summer. And up in the, if you're in the eastern end of Perth or the eastern side of Perth, the Rose and Crown is an absolute classic.
Yes.
I think they do Shanks all year round, actually.
Oh, good, because, I mean, Shanks are forever.
Thanks for mentioning it.
Yes.
Wonderful, mate. That's lovely.
So a lot to look forward to in spring, and I think we all are, because we've had a horrid winter, haven't we, in terms of...
Been rugged.
Yeah, it has been rugged. Reminds me of the winters of the 80s, you know.
Yes.
But fantastic.
What is your favourite spring meal? Like, if you could only ever enjoy one meal for spring for the rest of your life, what do you look most forward to?
Absolutely. Lay down. Super easy. For me, it's a leg of lamb, and don't muck around with it. Don't, you know how butchers, when they give you a leg of lamb or sell it to you, they half cut through the shank and fold it back?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the French, of course, just chop the knuckle off, so you're left with a long handle on it, basically. Yeah. So you can eat the whole thing. No, only kidding. But but serve that with peas, roast potatoes, and glazed carrots. And that, to me, is my ultimate spring and particularly Aussie meal.
Perfect, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad you didn't say pumpkin, because I almost cut my own knuckle off when I'm cutting a pumpkin in the kitchen.
Yeah, they're pretty tough, aren't they?
That's tough.
By the way, Under a Mackerel Sky, Rick Stein.
Thank you, Rick Stein.
Rick Stein.
Yes, Rick Stein. Wonderful book.
He's a very poetic man, isn't he?
He's very. It's a great book.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rob Broadfield.
My pleasure.
Food and literature.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
When did they forget your big day? It's a sad old set of circumstances for Modern Family's Eric Stone Street.
Yeah, he'll survive, but the rest of the cast forgot his birthday the other day, and they had to follow it up with one of those sucky belated ones the next day.
Even the bloke who has all of the scenes in the show, plays his husband on the program, forgot. Terrible. Lorraine in Hilbert, what have you got for us? When did they forget your big day?
My husband forgot my birthday, and we were fairly newlywed still. And I gave him the cold shoulder, didn't speak to him at all, and he's like, what have I done wrong? I'm like, if you don't know, I'm not telling you.
No.
It's work, and we had to go to the tax agent that evening after he finished work, and that's when he discovered what date it was.
Oh, no.
I actually saw him sink in the seat as he signed paper and dated it. That's when he realised what date it was, and he got in the car park with happy birthday, love.
Oh, he better have made up for it, because what a crap day all round. Forgot your birthday and then had to do your tax.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lorraine. Dana in Cardinia, what'd they forget your big day?
Oh, yes, hi. So in the morning, all kids woke up and my husband, nothing. I'm like, excuse me, it's my birthday. And so that day was a work Christmas party. I had to make cream potatoes, go to my mum's house. I spilled the cream potatoes all in my boots. She yells at me. I'm crying. She's forgotten. I'm like, this is really not being my best day. So I go to the Christmas party, come home, go get two kids to bed, 10:30 at night. My husband goes, oh, I bought you a thermo mix, by the way.
Oh,
yes.
That will go some way to helping to make up for it. But by late afternoon, I would have been starting to think, oh, yeah, this is a surprise party for me tonight. This could be happening. Thermo mix.
A thermo mix is one of those... That's an interesting gift, though, because it's one of those ones where it's kind of, it's like, I don't know, it's like an iron or a vacuum cleaner or a...
Let me speak on behalf of the women of Perth.
Okay,
a thermo mix as a gift is not like an iron or a vacuum cleaner. It is much better, and nothing says, sorry, I forgot your birthday, like a thermo mix, but nothing less will do.
Nothing less. I was so stoked. It took a couple of months to get it, but doesn't matter. I had to pick it.
Yeah, fair enough. Good one, Dana. David in Mosman Park, when did they forget your big day?
Oh, yes, my wife forgot my big day. We're travelling, and we woke up in Darwin. We live in Broome, and we were travelling, and we woke up in Darwin. We're going on a plane. I thought, oh, she's forgotten my birthday. That's cool. So I went to the airport. We checked in, got on the plane, flew into Kununurra, and then got off the plane, and then waited while they loaded up Kununurra people, got back on the plane, flew into Broome. I thought, this is great. This is like 2 hours. Can't believe this. Anyway, and Amanda never forgets anything. So then I'm sitting there getting off the plane, and we walk in, and there's the kids with all the balloons and happy birthday and all that sort of stuff. And Amanda goes up, oh, my God, whose birthday is it? And they went, oh, I've been dining out in that brownie point for years.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
The York Festival is on now right through until October 7th. So much to see and do happening through school holidays and a lot over the weekends as well. And we're joined now by the director of the festival, Jenny, for so much more information. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jenny. I've got to say, York is perhaps my favourite place to go for a weekend day trip. I mean, it's even better when you stay overnight, but it's just that right distance. Not too close, not too far.
Yeah.
And the festival is the best time of the year.
Oh, well, it really is a great time of year. The weather is absolutely perfect. A little bit nippy at night, but beautiful during the day. And, of course, we're in the height of spring, so we've got wildflowers and canola and, you know, it's a really an emerald green paddock. So it's absolutely beautiful to drive out to York. And as you say, it's only an hour from Perth, so very accessible. Yeah. And,
I like this time of year when it is a bit nippy because at night you get the wood fires. You get the smell of the wood fires and everything. It's just beautiful. And this is going to be...
And then the night skies are really beautiful as well. So we don't have all the light that you get in the city that actually makes the sky quite difficult to see. But we have beautiful clear skies and sometimes we even have meteors.
Yes!
Now...
Just recently.
The festival program offers 60 amazing events. Can you take us through a few of them? In particular, one that's caught my attention, the Running of the Lambs.
The Running of the Lambs is on this coming Sunday, the 16th of September. We did it last year for the first time, and it's a costumed Ninja Warrior-style obstacle course for kids. So the idea is that the kids dress up in lamb onesie suits, preferably handmade, and they have to... you know, make their way through an obstacle course, which is, you know, hilarious and a lot of fun. But we've added to it this year and included a You Beauties for Mums, and the Rampage and Ram for dads. And so they have to traverse the same obstacle course that's designed for kids. So it's a great opportunity for the parents, for the kids to have their...
Just a couple of prizes are being awarded to Best Dressed Lamb, Best Superhero Lamb, and my favourite, Most Glamorous, which could just be Most Glamorous.
You're quite right. We'll have to work on it for next year.
All right.
And so much more other things to see and do as well, including kite making, which is just superb out there because you've got so much area to actually fly it. And if you're just wanting to wander around and have a look at things, you guys even have a York in the 1850s walking tour going on, some sculpture competitions as well.
We do. And, of course, the Wara Art, we just finished last weekend our very first Wara Art sculpture, which is a 4-metre straw sculpture of a bilby. And we're in the process of making a second sculpture, which will be about 2.5 metres high. Mm. And so you can come and have a look at the just amazing sculptures made entirely out of wheat straw and with a bamboo frame. But we've started work on the second one. So anybody can come and have a look, wander around. They can even help make us get involved in the making of the sculpture if they want to. It's a very hands-on event because we're sponsored by Act Belong Commit, so we really encourage people to get involved. Also on the 22nd, 23rd of September, we've got Spare Parts Puppet Theatre doing Moomin Papa at Sea. So if anybody's seen any of Spare Parts Puppet, you know that it's you looking at the very high-quality programs, and we're really excited to have them back again this year.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, Jenny. Appreciate your time. As we mentioned, the York Festival is on now right through until October 7. Google it if you want to check out everything that's going on. You'll be able to find yourself a festival program as well, so you can lock in some dates. Weekends, there's so much to do, and of course, over the course of the school holidays, which are just around the corner as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today.